It's the Big Wednesday Show. Welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond in the ever-so-comfortable air chair one in the beautiful city of Marion on WWGH Radio. It's 4:15. We are live on a Wednesday, and we are ready to go. We want to start off by thanking our supporter. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. So thanks so much to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it very much. I have another announcement I'd like to pass along to you before we head on into today's program. Gospel group The Raineys and the Gary Lyons family from right here in Marion, Ohio. Yes, indeed, it's Marion, Ohio's The Lyons family. They will be in concert Friday night, July the 5th. 7 p.m. at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, right here in Marion. And for more information on this, you can call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. 740-692-1141. It'll be a great concert, and we have plans of having a WWGH table there to pass out some literature and have a little meet and greet. I plan on being there that night. I'd love to shake your hand, so that'll be a great concert for sure. Well, we've got trivia, we've got history, we've got Weird Word of the Week, we've got Ladies' Corner, we've got it all on tap for you this afternoon. And we are giving away a $5 Burger King gift card to the trivia winner today. And all you need to do is give us a call and answer a trivia question. And then I'll put you in a drawing for $4.55 this afternoon. And at $4.55, we'll pick a winner for this $5 Burger King gift card. All right. So here are some of the questions that I have for you. Oh, by the way, Monday we took a trip to the Columbus Zoo, and it was just a wonderful time. We had fairly good weather. It was nice and cool. Just had a little jacket, and it only rained for just about 20 minutes. We had our umbrellas. It was just a really light rain, and it just rained for 20 minutes. We were there from 10:30 to closing time, 5 o'clock. So we spent a lot of time at the zoo. So I have a few animal questions for trivia. 740-383-9944 is our phone number. And here is the first question to pass along to you. A group of flamingos is called a what? A group of flamingos is called a what? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? How do elephants greet each other? How do elephants greet each other? 740-383-9944 if you know. That's 740-383-9944. Here's another question that's sort of animal related. The U.S. national bird is the bald eagle, but what did Benjamin Franklin want it to be? The U.S. national bird is the bald eagle, but what did Benjamin Franklin want it to be? What color is a polar bear's skin? Not its fur. What color is a polar bear's skin? And a baby rabbit is called a what? A baby rabbit is called a what? 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. If you happen to know any of these trivia questions, we'll put you in for a $4.55 drawing, and we're giving away a $5 Burger King gift card this afternoon. So give us a call and get in on the drawing. Guinness World Records announced a Jewish group in South Africa broke the record for the world's tallest stack of donuts. The record-keeping organization announced it has reviewed the evidence submitted by the Jewish Life Center in Johannesburg and verified the 59.84-inch stack, which included a total of 3,100 donuts, was a new world record. Organizers of the attempt said they used several different software products to predict the structural integrity of the tower, and they consulted with a structural engineer and an architect to help design a structure that wouldn't topple under its own weight. The pyramid-shaped donut tower was disassembled and the baked goods were distributed to attendees of the center's event, with leftovers being donated to the Jewish Helping Hand. Wow, a lot of donuts. Count me in for sure. Police in Missouri said a bull that escaped from a veterinary clinic was recaptured after running into a patrol vehicle, causing minor damage. The Mexico-Missouri Department of Public Safety said the bull escaped the Audrain Veterinary Clinic shortly after 11 a.m. Tuesday, and officers were summoned to the scene. The department said officers were attempting to keep the bull away from traffic when the animal charged into a police car that was blocking its path. The car sustained minor damage, but no one was injured, police said. Veterinary clinic personnel and staff from the Midwest Exchange Regional Stockyards were able to capture the bull without any further incidents. So yes, indeed, the bull got mad and just charged right into the police car. I'm sure if a human did that, we'd probably get written up. A nice ticket. No, nobody would charge a police car, would they? Well, maybe some would. Authorities in the Los Angeles area are investigating a video showing freeway traffic being blocked by drivers doing burnouts and other dangerous stunts. The video shows the 118 freeway near Porter Ranch being brought to a standstill by a small group of drivers doing burnouts in the middle of the roadway. Police said the drivers of the vehicles performing the stunts have not been identified. A video captured in February on Interstate 24 near Antioch, Tennessee, shows a similar traffic jam being caused by a driver doing donuts in the middle of the roadway. Witnesses said other drivers at the scene appeared to be helping the stunt driver by blocking traffic. That's a no-no. Can't shut down the road. Doing burnouts, for sure. It's time for On This Day in History, May the 15th. Let's find out what happened. In the year 1970, on this date, U.S. President Nixon appointed America's first two female generals. Also in 1970, Philip Lafayette Gibbs and James Earl Green, two black students at Jackson State University in Mississippi, were killed when police opened fire during student protests. 1972, on this date, Alabama Governor George C. Wallace was shot by Arthur Bremer in Laurel, Maryland, while campaigning for the U.S. presidency. Wallace was paralyzed by the shot. 1980, on this date, the first transcontinental balloon crossing of the United States took place. 1983, in Boston, Massachusetts, the Madison Hotel was destroyed by implosion. 1988, the Soviet Union began their withdrawal of its 115,000 troops from Afghanistan. Soviet forces had been there for more than 8 years. 1990, Vincent van Gogh's portrait of Dr. Gachet was sold for $82.5 million. The sale set a new world record. 1997, the space shuttle Atlantis blasted off on a mission to deliver urgently needed repair equipment and a fresh American astronaut to Russia's orbiting Mir station. On this date in 1999, the Russian parliament was unable to attain enough votes to impeach President Boris Yeltsin. And on this date in 2014, the National September 11th Memorial Museum was dedicated in New York City. So that's what happened on this day in history. Hey, I was thinking about it. Isn't May 15th this date also the frost-free date when you can finally plant flowers without worrying about a frost, supposedly? Hey, that's pretty cool. Well, let's run through our trivia questions once again. See if we can have any takers. We're giving away a $5 Burger King gift card at $4.55. We're doing it drawing style, so give me a call. We'll put you in the drawing for $4.55 this afternoon for a $5 Burger King gift card. And here's the questions we have. A group of flamingos is called a what? A group of flamingos is called a what? 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. What would an ant do to express danger ahead? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? How do elephants greet each other? How do elephants greet each other? The U.S. national bird is the bald eagle, of course, but what did Benjamin Franklin want it to be? The U.S. national bird is the bald eagle, but what did Benjamin Franklin want it to be? What color is a polar bear's skin? Not its fur. What color is a polar bear's skin? And a baby rabbit is called a what? A baby rabbit is called a what? 4:27 the time. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. Delighted you decided to tune in. And we have a phone call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Right. Would a polar bear's skin be black?
Yes, a polar bear's skin is black. That is correct.
Yep.
All right. And what's your name? We'll put you in the drawing.
Bob Austin.
Hey, Bob. How you doing today?
All right. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. All right, buddy. We got you put in, okay?
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number, 428 the time. Timing is everything. Al Gross of Cleveland was a tinkerer. He was fascinated by radio. While he was in his teens, he was a ham radio operator and invented the first walkie-talkie two-way radio. It inspired Chester Gould, creator of the cartoon strip Dick Tracy, to include a wrist-mounted two-way radio in the comic strip. During World War II, Gross worked for military intelligence and developed two-way radios used by spies and resistance fighters. After the war, Gross thought there should be a wireless radio for the common man, so he invented that, too. Citizens Band, or CB radio. In 1949, a friend at a hospital told him about the problem of reaching doctors by telephone. Gross went to his workbench and came up with the first pager, but when he attended a conference of physicians that year expecting them to make this invention a smashing success, he was met with a total lack of interest. And we'll have more about the CB radio after the break. We're coming up on a break here at WWGH Radio. Want to remind you that my email address, radionateosu@gmail.com. You can send me something interesting that you'd like to hear on the show, maybe some fun facts or what have you, radionateosu@gmail.com. You are in tune to WWGH Radio 107.1 on the FM dial here in the beautiful city of Marion. My name is Nate Redmond. We'll be right back.
Hey Marion, it's Zach Fuller, Executive Director of Marion, Ohio Weather Online and weather43302.com. We are excited to announce that Marion, Ohio Weather and the Marion County Parks Districts have teamed up for the 2019 Marion, Ohio Weather Summer Walk Series. Learn about nature, make new friends, and stroll through the wonderful Marion County Parks that we have to offer. You can find the complete schedule.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Telling you about the history of the CB radio, Al Gross, the inventor. He took his idea to the doctors. One doctor told him that he couldn't understand why any physician would want such a product, especially in the golf links on their afternoon off. The first pager was a commercial flop. It was too far ahead of its time. It was much the same story with Gross's other inventions. His copyright expired in early 1970, long before the electronic revolution. So when CB radios became the rage, Gross didn't see a penny. Back in the 1950s, he tried to interest telephone companies in an idea he had for wireless mobile phones. They didn't listen. Al Gross was always the right man with the right invention, but at the wrong time. So other than lots of awards and plaques that call him the father of the two-way radio, he didn't get much out of inventions, and Al Gross spent his life working for other people. But he was quite the inventor. Yes, the father of the CB radio. Interesting stuff. It's time to head down to our classroom. And I have written our weird word of the week on the board. And today's weird word is bombinate. Bombinate. B-O-M-B-I-N-A-T-E. It's a verb. Its definition is to make a humming or buzzing noise. To make a humming or buzzing noise. Bombinate. The origin of the word goes way back into the 1875 year. To the 1880 year. So it's rather an old word. Bombinate. That's our weird word of the week for this week. Well, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered. A group of flamingos is called a what? A group of flamingos is called a what? There are a couple of answers out there if you Google it, just as a heads up. What would an ant do to express danger ahead? A baby elephant is called a what? A baby elephant is called a what? Can you tell me that? How do elephants greet each other? How do elephants greet each other? The U.S. national bird is the bald eagle, but what did Benjamin Franklin want it to be? The U.S. national bird is the bald eagle, but what did Benjamin Franklin want it to be? 740-383-9944 is my phone number. A baby rabbit is called a what? A baby rabbit is called a what? Can you tell me? 740-383-9944. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Mr. Nate.
Yes, hi.
Hello, this is your great aunt.
Oh, this sounds like my Aunt Nancy.
It is.
How are you? Been a while.
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Benjamin Franklin, didn't he want the turkey to be the national bird?
Yes, he sure did. He wanted the turkey to be the national bird. Yes, indeed. Well, hey, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. You take care.
You too, and I got you in the drawing for that Burger King gift card, okay?
All right.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. All right. Nancy Redmond, good to hear from her. Been a while since I seen her. She's from right here in the Marion area. Another call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Yeah, Baby Ellen is a cat.
A baby elephant. Yes, that's right. Baby elephant is a calf. That is right. Is this Bob?
Yeah, it's me. It is.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. A couple questions answered there at 740-383-9944. It's always good to hear those phones ringing. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Okay, is a baby rabbit called a bunny?
Well, you know, that
that's what we always called them.
That's right. Or I also have a kitten or a kit. So
they're called a kit?
Yeah, a kitten or a kit, but a bunny, that's right. You got it. I mean, that's what they're called. That's what they're called.
Well, that's what I thought. I wasn't for sure.
Yeah, that's what they're called. They're called a bunny. But, yeah, they're also called a kitten or a kit.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, who's
this? I'll put you in the drawing.
Oh, this is Judy Summers.
Oh, Judy. How are you doing, Judy?
Oh, pretty good. Working. Just working.
Just working?
I just happened to turn the radio on.
Well, I'm glad you found us.
Yeah, well, I mean, usually after 2, I don't listen that much, but I'm doing stuff in the house, so I thought, well, I'll just turn it on and see what's going on, so.
All right. Yeah, every Wednesday, 4:15 to 5 o'clock, I'm right here.
Yeah, I want a thing of the programs. I need those written down, so.
Yeah, we need to get out and pass some program schedules out.
Well,
thanks for calling in and listening. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Always fun doing trivia here on Offbeat News and Trivia at WWGH Radio. And it is now time for our Ladies' Corner. And my wife, Amber, puts these together. And she does a great job putting these together. And we have a recipe for you. And you can find this on my Facebook page. All you Facebook fans out there, just search Radio Nate into Facebook. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. You can find this recipe and you can copy it or write it down or whatever you want to do. Because it's really hard to write it down when you're hearing it on the radio, especially if I read it too fast. But if it sounds good to you, you can look at it later at Radio Nate. Southwest Chicken is what we have for you today. 1 can... 15 1/4 ounce whole kernel corn drained. One moment, another call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
It's calling.
Hello, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Is a baby rabbit a bunny?
That is one name for it, or a kitten or a kit.
Okay.
I had another lady call and she said bunny too, but that's what they're called. They're called a bunny. I didn't have that written down, but it's a bunny or a kitten or a kit. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad.
Good. Is this David?
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear you, sir.
Are we coming through okay?
Yeah. My phone just don't have very big volume, but.
Oh, okay. I'll have to get you one of those wireless speakers that tap into the phone.
Yeah, it might work.
Yeah. All right. Well, you take care of yourself, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Southwest Chicken. Here's what we have. 1 can of whole kernel corn drained. 1 can, 15 ounces of black beans rinsed and drained. 1 jar, 16 ounces mild salsa. 4 boneless, skinless chicken breast halves. And sweet red and yellow pepper strips, sour cream, shredded cheddar cheese, and sliced green onions optional. In a 3-quart slow cooker, layer 3/4 each of the corn and beans and half of the salsa. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi, caller, we're on the air. Can you hear me? I think we may have got disconnected. All right, try back. All right, here's how you mix all this Southwest chicken up. In a 3-quart slow cooker, layer 3/4 each of the corn and beans and half of the salsa. Arrange chicken over salsa. Top remaining corn, beans, and salsa. Cover and cook on low for 4 to 5 hours or until chicken is tender. Shred chicken with 2 forks and return to the slow cooker. Heat through. Top with the peppers, sour cream, cheese, and onions if desired. I think that sounds pretty good. Southwest chicken. My wife hasn't made this recipe yet. She makes a mean chicken casserole, though, Amber does. Boy, oh boy, that chicken casserole she makes is delicious. I'll have to put that recipe on sometime. But the Southwest chicken, that's what we have for today. You can find this recipe once again on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and I'll pop up. You can like the page. I would appreciate it if you'd like the page very much. That would be pretty cool if you did that, for sure. All right, the second half of Ladies' Corner for today, we have benefits of eating oranges. Benefits of eating oranges. First of all, they're high in vitamin C. Oranges are an excellent source of vitamin C. One orange offers 116.2% of the daily value for vitamin C. Good intake of vitamin C is associated with a reduced risk of colon cancer, as it helps to get rid of free radicals that cause damage to our DNA. Healthy immune system. Vitamin C, which is also vital for the proper function of a healthy immune system, is good for preventing colds and preventing recurrent ear infections. It prevents skin damage. Antioxidants in oranges help protect skin from free radical damage known to cause signs of aging. An orange a day can help you look younger, even at 50. Another phone call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
A group of flamingos called flamingos.
You could say a group of flamingos is called that. And they're also called a pat or a flamboyance. What's your name? And I'll put you in the drawing.
Allison Braden.
Allison Braden. All right, Allison. I got you put in the drawing. Well, thanks for listening and calling me, okay? All right. Take care, all right?
You're right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Always like it when the younger audience gives us a call. That's pretty cool.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the Golden Voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hey Marion, it's Zach Fuller, Executive Director of Marion, Ohio Weather Online and weather43302.com. We are excited to announce that Marion, Ohio Weather and the Marion County Parks District have teamed up for the 2019 Marion, Ohio Weather Summer Walk Series. Learn about nature, make new friends, and stroll through the wonderful Marion County Parks that we have to offer. You can find the complete schedule.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back, and we have a phone call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
An elephant.
An elephant.
Reach.
Reach.
Each other.
Tackle.
By touching.
Touching.
Trunks.
Touch.
Hey, all right, yes. Elephants greet each other by touching trunks. That's exactly what I've got. All right. And what's the name to put in for the drawing for that?
Lucas.
Lucas.
Lucas?
Braden.
Braden. All right, Lucas. Very good. Thanks for giving me a call, all right?
Bye.
Bye. All right. 740-383-9944. Yes, elephants greet each other by touching trunks or entwining their trunks. That's exactly right. Our thanks to our supporter, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing, for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. And our thanks goes out to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it. Gospel group The Raineys and the Gary Lyons family from right here in Marion will be in concert Friday night, July the 5th at 7 p.m. at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road here in Marion, Ohio. For more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. 740-692-1141. 4:49 is the time, and we are just ripping through a Wednesday afternoon. Glad you're on board. Back to our ladies' corner. Benefits of eating oranges is what we have. Also, keeps blood pressure under check. Oranges, being rich in vitamins B6, help support the production of hemoglobin and also helps keep blood pressure under check due to the presence of magnesium. It lowers cholesterol. According to a study by U.S. and Canadian researchers, a class of compounds found in citrus fruit peels have the potential to lower cholesterol more effectively than some prescription drugs without side effects. Controls blood sugar level. Boy, that's what I need. I need to eat oranges to control my blood sugar level. Fiber in oranges help by keeping blood sugar levels under control, thereby making oranges a healthy snack for people with diabetes. Moreover, oranges have simple sugars. The natural fruit sugar in oranges, fructose, can help keep blood sugar levels from rising too high after eating. Its glycemic index is 40, and normally whatever foods fall under 50 are considered to be low in sugar. However, that does not mean you go about eating too many oranges in one go. Eating too much can spike insulin and may even lead to weight gain. Lowers the risk of cancer. Oranges contain D-limonene, a compound that is touted to prevent cancers like lung cancer, skin cancer, and even breast cancer. Vitamin C and antioxidants present in oranges are both important to build body's immunity. They help in fighting cancer. The fibrous nature of fruit also makes it cancer protective. According to a study, up to 15% of cancer cases happen because of mutations in the DNA, which can be prevented with vitamin C. It alkalizes the body. While the basic nature of oranges is acidic before you actually digest them, they have a lot of alkaline minerals that play a role in the process of digestion. This property of oranges is similar to that of lemons, which are without doubt among the most alkaline foods. Good eye health. Oranges are a rich source of carotenoid. The vitamin A present in them play an important role in keeping the mucous membranes in the eyes healthy. Vitamin A is also responsible to prevent age-related macular degeneration, which in extreme cases can lead to blindness. It also helps eyes to absorb the light. Safeguards against constipation. Oranges have both soluble and insoluble fiber. This helps in keeping your intestines and stomach function smooth, preventing irritable bowel syndrome. Additionally, the fiber helps treat constipation to a greater extent. Here's a useful tip. Oranges, like most citrus fruits, produce more juice when warmer. Juice them when they are at room temperature. Rolling the orange under the palm of your hand on a flat surface will also help to extract more juice. Vitamin C gets destroyed fast when exposed to air, so eat an orange quickly once cut up. A little bit of history about oranges. Oranges have a very interesting history. The first set of oranges was grown in northeastern part of India, Southeast Asia, and the south of China. They first cultivated in China in 2500 BC. It was in 1st century AD that Romans took young orange trees from India to Rome. Christopher Columbus planted orange orchards in Haiti. He had bought the seeds in 1493. By year 1518, Panama and Mexico also got their first taste of oranges, and shortly thereafter, Brazil started growing their own. American plants its first orange trees in 1513. It was done by Juan Ponce de León, a Spanish explorer. So there you go. That's everything and more that you need about oranges. And you got it right here on Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond. Speaking of trivia, we have all of the trivia questions answered about animals except one. What would an ant do to express danger ahead? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? We've got 1 minute left, so if anybody knows that one, give me a call, and I'll put you in the drawing for a $5 Burger King gift card. We're going to do that drawing in 1 minute, 740-383-9944. What does an ant do to express danger ahead? And that's the last that I've got of this particular trivia. I've got more trivia, but I'll save those for next week. I've got some about the U.S. presidents and some about ancient Egypt that might be interesting. But like I said, I'll save those for next week. So we'll see if anybody can give us a call here real quick about what does an ant do to express danger ahead. 740-383-9944. And we have a nice little stack of names today. Good to hear from everybody. Thank you so much for calling in. I do appreciate it very much. And it is now 4:55 and time for the drawing. Time to see who's going to be the lucky recipient of this $5 gift card to Burger King. And the winner is, if I had a drum roll sound effect, I would play it. The winner is Allison Braden. Allison Braden, you are the winner of the $5 gift card to Burger King. Congratulations. And I happen to know that Allison is an internet listener, and she's one of my Facebook friends, so I can Facebook her and get her address, so I will send this one in the mail. She can't come to the station because she lives a couple hours away from here in Marion, but she's one of our internet listeners, so I will get Allison Braden her $5 gift card to Burger King. Thanks to everybody that did call in. Once again, I do appreciate it very much. It gets a little lonely here in the studio if nobody calls in. Well, we've got some time left, so how about some offbeat news stories? A mother and daughter who found a message in a bottle on a Michigan beach said the letters inside were written by a high school class 20 years ago. Amy Gassaway said she and her daughter Amy Butler were walking along a Lake Michigan beach near Finville when they spotted a Pepsi bottle with an unusual yellow cap and a message on it that said, "Open me." The pair opened the bottle and discovered three letters inside, one from a teacher at Cascade High School in Hendricks County, Indiana, and two from students. The letters bore a date that Gassaway described as ominous, September 10th, 2001. She says, "I'm sure they had no clue whatsoever how the world was about to change in front of them." Gassaway said she and Butler are hoping to get in contact with the teacher and the former students to find out what their lives have been like since writing the letters. "We're also curious at how many of them came back from their project. You know, is this maybe one of the last few out there? Were there any ever found? We have a couple of questions for them." So they're hoping to make contact with the one that sent the bottle. Lake Michigan, finding a 20-year-old message in a bottle. That's pretty cool. A Maryland woman is feeling especially lucky after she collected a pair of lottery jackpots in the space of a single week. The 53-year-old woman told Maryland lottery officials she decided to place a superfecta bet with a bonus multiplier in the virtual horse racing game Racetracks and ended up winning a $10,000 prize. The woman played the same game a few days later at the Express Mart in Bowie and decided to play a few more rounds of her lucky game. "I played five more races, but was not even watching when my horses came in," she said. "I heard someone say the numbers 11, 12, and 5, and I looked up and saw I won." The woman's trifecta wheel bet with a 4X bonus scored her $28,100 in prizes. "I took a picture of the ticket to show my best friend and decided to tell my husband and son later," the woman said of winning her second jackpot in a week. The winner said she's planning to put her winnings toward a new car and home repairs. Well, we are flat out of time. Thanks so much for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. We are here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. You can catch us live here on the radio. You can also catch us on Facebook. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. Search Radio Nate into Facebook and we'll come up. You can also send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. I hope you have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 in the beautiful city of Marion. And I'm out of here. I'll see you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. From legendary comedian Orson Bean singing the Baloney Song.
Two Irishmen and a Hebrew once went out for recreation, and they took enough provisions along to spend a week's vacation. But they got lost out in the woods, the nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all of their food ran out except a piece of baloney. Now one of them said as he picked up a knife, there's no use in us carving, for if we do, there won't be enough to keep us all from starving. So I suggest we go to bed, and tomorrow, said Maloney, whoever has the nicest dream wins the piece of baloney. The following morning when they awoke, a quarter after seven, one of them said, I had a dream, I died and went to heaven. St. Peter met me at the gate, riding on a pony. No, I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney. The other one said, I had a dream too, and mine was a world beater. I also died and went to heaven. Welcome by St. Peter. He rushed to me, held out his hand. He said, hello, Mahoney. No, I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney. The Hebrew said, I'm dreaming too. A dream that couldn't be sweeter. I seen you both go up to heaven. Welcome by St. Peter. I waited and waited and waited around, and oh, I got so lonely. I didn't think you was coming back. So I got up and I ate the baloney.
To legendary stand-up comic Marty Allen.
You know, Marty, one day we'll flip. You can host the show.
Oh, okay.
I think it would work okay. I think you could handle that.
Well, I'd love it. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, we'll do
but
that.
But I'm not changing my name. It's going to be Marty Allen. I can't go on and say, I'm Marty Spears.
Legendary confetti-throwing comedian Rip Taylor.
Well, tell me about the sparkly jackets. Where did they come from?
Cleveland.
Okay.
Well. Everything came from the mall and Marion. And Cleveland, everything. Now stop getting me laughing, it's too early.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the net at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH